Okay, today's daf is Chala Daf Yud Beis, the 12th daf here in Maseches Chala, and today we get into some of the issues relating to different types of doughs and how it's prepared. Up until now, it's been about the different types of grains outside the five grains, and we spoke last daf about the development of the grains, but now it's about how you make the dough. That also determines whether there's a chiyuv of Chala in it, and that's why we had a whole list of items back in the Mishnah on Daf Ches, on Daf Tes. These items are chayv and maisrus and pater from chala, right? What are those? We had obviously oriz duchin, the outside the five grains, sesame, kidneyos. All of that is going to be chayv and maisrus and pater from chala. And something that doesn't have the shear of chala, that also there is no minimum shear for the tfua of trumas and maisrus. Even if I have one little tree and one little fruit, let's say I grow one fruit, one apple, so then there's a chiyuv to go trumas and maisrus from that apple. But when it comes to challah, there's only when I use a certain minimum of dough. And included in that also, the Mishnah quoted on Daf Tes a number of ways of preparing the doughs. Sufginin, duvshinin, iskaritin, and challah samasres. Right? Those four are pater from challah, even though they're chayef in maisers. What were they? So the Marafold already alluded that the to some of these items, sufganin, blulasorach, it's a very thin batter, it's made like a sponge, and it has holes in it, duvshinin, like it sounds, made with dvash, iskaritin, a very thin batter, also chalas amasres, scalded, as we will see. So now let's see what the Gemara has to say about these. On Yud Aleph Mabez, says the Gemara, hasufganim, trikta, it's a type of sponge cake, says the Gemara. And we'll have to see that not everyone agrees. But according to our Mishnah, sufkinim, which is trikta, is pater. Hadduvshanin male gala. Duvshanin for the word honey. So male gala is a mixture of milk and honey. Milk and honey, that is going to be pater. Ha iskaritin, chalitin the shuk. Those that are scalded in the shuk. Those that are scalded that are you made to be like wafers, crunchy, to sell in the shuk. Right? That says the Marafolda. Chalita shacholtin limkar bashuk. So that is, all of these are pater from challah, because they're not called lechem. Not called lechem. Lechem is defined as something. How do you make bread in the days of old? How do they make pita? They slopped it onto the side of the wall of the inside of a very hot oven, and that's how it baked. That's how it baked. It was on the inside of the wall. That's why the Gemara talks about in Maseches Shabbos about undoing a malacha. Right? If somebody is baking something on Shabbos, my removing that is going to be a type of chachma. That could be an issur d'rabbanan to remove the dough from the oven. So is it better? Am I allowed to? Chatei b'shul shi'iska chavirecha. Do a lesser evil of an issur d'rabbanan to remove it from the fire in order to save him from an issur d'araisa b'shul of avafia. So that's a question there. But that's the scalding, as the Gemara talks about here, that is not a normal way of cooking, and therefore that is not called lechem. So we have all of these. Chalas hamasreis, chalit demaye, instead of iskaritin is scalded with oil, but chalas hamasreis is scalded with water. Scalded. Reb Yochanan Amar. So now we continue. Trikta chayavis b'chala. Whoa, seems to be against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, sufganim, which is trikta, is pater from chala, the chiyav of chala. It's not a dough made in a way that would be mechayav chala. So we'll see, this is really a machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Well, everybody's going to have to fit into the Mishnah, so we'll have to see what they say. So Reb Yochanan Amar, trikta chayavis b'chala, vi omer alav hamotzi lechem in haaretz, and it's called lechem. It's called bread for hamotzi, the adam yotze yedei chovaso bepesach. And a person could use it for matzah. Or if somebody uses this type of way that he prepared the dough, as obviously, as long as you didn't allow it to become chametz. Rishim ben Lakish amar, no, trikta eina chayavis bechala. Like our Mishnah says, ve'eno omrim alav hamotzi lechem in haaretz, ve'eno adam yotze yedei chovaso bepesach. Right, it's not lechem. Rabbi Yochanan says it is lechem. Reish Lakish says it's not lechem. Right, and there are three nafkaminas for it being lechem. Challah, hamotzi, and matzah. So that is one machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Amar Tarti. Rabbi Yossi says, really, there's two machlokos between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. One of them, what we just said, and then another one. But first, we'll read the one that he just said, because it's just a repeat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Trikta Chavis Machala. Vomer Lavos Yudachem and Aretz. Vodem Yossi Vedech Vodem Pesach. All of those. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Trikta Eina Chayavis Pachala. Vein Omer Lavos Yudachem and Aretz. You don't say Amotzi. Vein Adam Yossi Vedech Vodem Pesach. So that's one machlokes that Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had. And then there's going to be another one, which we'll wait a minute. But before we get there, the Ras Yirmiyahu has an important comment here, where he discusses these cases where, his comment is on this, I see now, is on the second version of the machlokes. Let's just read the second machlokes as well, and then we'll get to his comment. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Amar Chori, right in the middle of the Amud, Rabbi Yossi says another machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Sheha Or Mahalech Tachtov, if the Or is under, if the fire is under, right, which is unusual, right? Usually Or is outside. It's on the sides and it makes the pot, the inside of the oven hot. And as we said, you slop on the batter to the side and it cooks. Rabbi Yochanan says, even so, if it's basically Or Mahalech Tachtov, which is like, it's in a pan. The dough is in a pan. Chayav chala. That's chayav chala. Even though, number one, that it's in a pan, it's not just on the oven. And another difference is the order. Look at the Ras Yirmiyahu for a minute. Chayav chala. Bein hidbik ulabasof hirtiach. Bein hirtiach lebasof hidbik. But usually, you wait till, when you make bread in the days of old, you waited till the thing was boiling hot, and then you put the bread on. In a pan, though, he says, sometimes it could be that you first put it on, and then you heat it up, and the pan is not hot yet, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the order. Bein hidbik, that means you stuck it on, from the word devik. Ula besofer tiach, and then you boiled it. Bein hirtiach, ula besof hidbik, doesn't matter, as it says in Perek Kol Sha'a. That is, vahani tlasa azli b'chadashinuya t'chsib hu lechem. Right, it's all about whether it's called lechem. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's good enough. It's called lechem. V'omer alav ha'mazlechem anara tiyoz v'chavaz b'pesach. So not only the first part is what type of batter it is and how it's made, right? Is it loose? Is it scalded? The trikta is a sponge type of cake. Says the second machlokas is how it's prepared. Is it like afia? Is it like normal bread? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's good enough. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar no. Kol she'or mahalech tachtov. If the fire is underneath, that's not baking. That's not baking. Therefore, it's not called lechem. Eino chayav b'chala. Ve'ein omer malav amotzi lechem in haaretz, and you don't say amotzi. Ve'ein adam yotzi b'chav v'pesach, and I don't think a person is yotzi with that matzah. Good. A couple of points. First of all, the Gemara Msachim talks about this. Also, he quotes this, and Tosfos there. There's a Tosfos here. Tosfos on Dachlam and Zion discusses that the Shita of Reish Lakish, and Tosfos says there, of course, the Shita of Reish Lakish, that you're not chayav nechala, pasak reidachanao ka Reish Lakish, mita ka'amar dekuliyama maise ilfis peturin, if it's in a pot. Vo'od yatsav rabba v'rav Yosef, achori derb zera, alib der Reish Lakish kamayri. Go, by the way, Reish Lakish, unusual. Usually the Gemara says in Yavamis that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan always, except for three cases. But here, not everybody agrees to that. V'lari nirad de Rabbi Yochanan kaimalan. The Reish says, no, we pass in like the Rabbi Nachanan says back like Reish Lakish. The Reish says back like Rabbi Yochanan. Be the lo chashiv la b'acholes. Yivam eslam advav. Right? Because it doesn't count this as one of the three. Bahadi gimel da'alacha Reish Lakish like Rabbi Yochanan. Va'omeri da'ide mashke mod Rabbi Yochanan. The myself is Peturim. We'll get to that by the Shem in a few minutes. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, T'dafka b'lilos o'racha pligi. The only machlokas here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is with it's a thin batter. B'lilos o'racha. To Rabbi Yochanan Savar Afiyaso Beilfis Osei Ulechem. You put it in a pot, that's good enough. V'chayi b'chala. Reish Lakish Savar Ein Osei Ulechem Apater. Reish Lakish says, no, putting it in a pot does not make it bread. Pater. Avo B'lilaso Aveh, but if it is thick, Kulei Almamodu D'chayi b'chala Afilo Ide Mashke. Even Ide Mashke, which might even mean even if it's boiled, as we'll see. T'achi v'chala Havi Mishaz Gilgol. Wow, she does Reish Lakish. We'll get back to this a little bit later. Rabbeinu Tam says, you go by Shas Gilgal. If it's thick, doesn't matter what you do afterwards. Even if you don't bake it in the normal way. If it's a Shas Gilgal, there's a chiyuv, that's good enough. V'chei mashma b'sechas chala, d'tznan, isa sh'tchlaso v'sofa sufganin, b'tur menachala, see that on tomorrow's daf. T'chilaso sufganin v'sofa isa, t'chilaso isa v'sofa sufganin, chayev es pachala. I'll see if it is an Isa at any point. And I think Hamotzi also goes along with this. And he quotes a Gemara in Brachas, the Cholu, important Tosfos in Psachim, Adaf Lamed Zayin. Again, about this case, what is the case of Machlokes? According to the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, only by Blila Racha is the Machlokes. Blila Ava is for sure, according to everybody, is going to be Chayev. It doesn't matter what you do afterwards. It's also an important comment of the Ras Yilio here. Well, the Ras Yilio says, this whole machlokas is venerali delagabe hamotzi depligi hainu below kava suda seale. If you didn't have a kfiya suda, that's why some might say mizonos here are not hamotzi. The ilu kava, if you were kovea suda on these, on the thing that's or mahalech tachtav, then everybody would agree if you're kovea suda, you're still going to make hamotzi. Look in brachas on daf lamed ches. That is what I say there. Meaning, this is at least what's known as pas abba kisnin. Even if it's not pas, you have to make hamotzi on. Pas abba kisnin, it depends how you eat it. If you're kovea su'uda on a different type of bread, it's not really bread, it's just type of grain food, pas abba kisnin, then you would be chayev to wash and bench. Wash, make hamotzi, and bench on that as well. So, and we know there is a well-known in this regard, but three different opinions in the Rishon and what is pasal b'kistin, and all three are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samach Ches. Kuf Samach Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch. Sifav, we'll start with. Pasal b'kistin, a bread that comes in pockets, literally. Mavarech alav, bereimene mizonos. You make a mizonos. Ule achra bracha achas mein shalosh. Then we say in alamichya, a bracha achas mein shalosh. V'imachal bimenu shir, sha'achirim regilon likvoa alav. If a person eats the amount of pasal b'kistin that could be a whole suda, people are kovea suda on it. Alfa bishuhulo sava mimenu, even though he's not satiated, mavarech alav hamotzi abrechas amazon. You gotta wash. If you eat the amount that people, the average person, is kovea su'uda on, then you have to make, you have to wash. And what if you didn't, and you just ended up eating? You had in mind, just eat a little bit. And then you realize that you eat a lot. Then you're going to bench, even though you didn't wash and say hamotzi. And the opposite, if you ate a very small amount, people are not kovea, but you have a small diet. You have a small diet. Ava mishihu kovea alav, einu mavarech ela bremenei mizonos, ubracha achas miyan shalosh. Right? If it's a small amount, it's a small amount, even if you're kovea suda, batla daito eitzo kal adam. So those are the rules of pas haba b'kisnin. Pas haba b'kisnin, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, v'yafta b'stam pas mavarech ela vamotzi b'kol shehu, v'yal kezayis mavarech an berchas amazon, and even though on real bread, not pas haba b'kisnin, but on bread, you're going to make hamotzi on a kol shehu, and you're going to bench on a kezayis, shiny elu. These are different. De'ein derech b'nei adam likvos u'dasam aleim. These are things that people don't sit down to eat as a meal. People don't sit down to eat as a meal. A cookie, a piece of pie. That's not a meal. V'rak ochlon osam ma'at derech arai. Lefichach, that's why it's going to be a bari minei mazonos and a bracha achaz bein shalosh. El im kein ochlon kishir kfiyas suda. Unless you ate the amount for a kfiyas suda. What is Pasa baba kistin, right? Well, let's even die from that already. It's not something, part of the definition is, it's not something that people are kovea su'uda on. It's not something that people have as a meal. That's why, according to most poskim, according to most, they quote a shmua from Rav Moshe, which you don't know what Rav Moshe would say bizman hazeh, based on people's eating habits, but pizza. The bracha on pizza, according to most poskim today, is hamotzi. Pizza is called bread, not called pasal baba kisnin, even though it might like technically look, seem to be one of the definitions. But what does the Mishnah Berurah say here? Step number one of pasal baba kisnin, even before we know what it is that ein derech b'nei adam likvoa suda samalei. People aren't kovea suda. They eat it derech arai. Nowadays, pizza is a meal food. It's not a snack food. Even if I would eat it as a snack maybe on the run one time, but you go out to pizza. You don't go out to hot pretzels. You don't go out to barakas. You don't go out to cookies. You don't go out to that. You don't go. So there's a big difference. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says later on. The end of Siman Kuf Samaches. Kuf Samaches, if you Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Pashtida. Pashtida. Well, you know what? Let's talk about the stira. Pashtita hanefe betana rabatsu bedagim, some type of doughy food, a pashtita, that is made with meat, fish, or cheese. Betvasar obadanga wagvina mavarech halav hamotzi birchas hamazon. You have to wash and bench. You have to wash and bench. What do you have to wash and bench? Mr. Burr explains, afilu b'deloka v'alayu, even if you're not kovei asuda, because this is not pasul b'kistin. This pashtit, what do you mean? We'll see what the definitions are, but it says some type of doughy substance with meat, fish, or cheese inside, that you have to wash. Why? Because, as the Mr. Burr says, pashtida shememule b'basar derech la'ochem l'ra'avon u'kedei l'sboa v'havi kamo shar pas u'basar kishe'ochel ke'echad. Any other type of bread and meat that you eat together. There's a good there. Venira pasha, demasuyin, rikikim, katanim, if they're made into small pieces, umu'ura b'apetitim shal basar, you have the same type of dough with bread, but they're clearly a snack. They're clearly to munch on. Venikar, shein asuyim kiyim lekinoch achar asuda, and it's clear that they're only made for dessert or to, as a side dish. Dino mamish kapashim ora b'peros u'b'sharmini mitika, denim v'arach b'arachas amazon, but you don't say brachas amazon below kav alayu. So it has to be what it's used as and how people use it as a meal. So l'chora, that would be make pizza into a meal food, bread, and not just pasul b'kistin. The 3 days of pasul b'kistin, just because we're here, we'll mention it in Siman Kuf Samaches. Yesh mefarshim. Some say pasul b'kistin. This is Rabbi Nachananel. Pasha asuikim and kisim as a pocket, literally. Shemimalim osam devash osukar. You fill it with honey or sugar, ve'egozim ushkedim or nuts. That's like what we would call pie. Right? Pie as a dough filled, a filled dough. That's possible bakistan. That's what the Mr. Brua was just wondering. How is this different than 10 sifim later? Sif Zion, Sif Yud Zion. The other thing was filled with fish and cheese or meat. The answer is that's a meal food. This is a snack food. It's pie. It's a dessert. The Yesh Omrim, he has number two. The second day, he quotes this from the Rambam. Shu Isa She'erev Badvash Oshemen Ochalav Ominitalan Vafa. It's a sweet dough. A sweet dough is Pasul B'Kistin. And this is the makor for the Sfardim who make mizonos on many sweet doughs, on challah that Ashkenazim might make. Egg challah that Ashkenazim might make hamotzi on, Sfardim would bake mizona. So here you have number two, right? Well, we would call this a cake. V'hushi yatama tarovis hamepiros or tavlan yikar be'isa. But whether you only make a mizonos, if you could taste the difference, if you could taste the difference, if the tam of the sweetness, meaning sounds like if you can't taste the difference in the sweetness, it's bread. It's bread. That's why many poskim also say the fallacy. Rabbi Forst has a whole 2 pages about this. The fallacy of mizonos rolls. The Shulchan Aruch says here, if you want to make it sweet because you used oil or milk, it's only if it's nikar that it tastes different. The yesh omrim shezeh nikra pas gomer elam kein yesh bohem har bei tavlon o devash kirim mitika shkoron lekach. Right, some say that it's called regular bread unless it has a lot. Not just you could taste it in there, but that's the rove. It's so sweet. Shekimat hadvash v'atavlan heim ikar, because then the sweet ingredients are really the ikar v'chei noagim. But that's number two. That's number two about the cake. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says you could taste it, and the Rama says the taste is the ikar. Right, that's what makes it into pasaba b'kistan. And then finally, of the third day of a yesh b'farshim. From if I go and shehu pas bein mutubelas bein sheni mutubelas shosim osam ka'avim yeveshim v'kotzim osam like crackers v'im nekroim biskonosh v'halacha kedivrei kulam v'halacha like all of them shelachol elu advarim nosan lem dinim shamarna b'pas haba b'kistin pas haba b'kistin applies to all of these. So again, if you're kovei asuda, what does our Ras Silio say? If you're kovei asuda on these items, so then that's not a machlokas. Rish Lakish would agree. Even though he says you're going to make them mizonos, but if you're kaveh suda on them, so then it's going to be pas, and therefore you're going to have to wash and say amotzi and bench. Okay, we continue. So we have this double machlokes, but the Rechon Reish Lakish, the first is about this trikta, and the second is about where the fire was under, like in a pan, if you have it in a pan. And again, Rabbi Natam said, if it's thick dough, then there's nothing to talk about. Everybody gets chayef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara just adds 1 point. Rabbi Yochanan says, ubavadai de mashke. Rabbi Yochanan would agree where there's liquid. What do you mean, al yedei mashke? Right? Where you don't bake it in a, you don't put it in a pan, but let's say you dump it into water or deep fried. So there, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it is not hamotzi, it is mezonos. That is what we hold, right? If something is deep fried, that is not even possible bakistan, right? That's not even, that's if somebody, I could have 100 donuts, right? If they're deep fried, I could have many, many other items, sufganiyot that are deep fried, then it doesn't matter how many I eat, that's not going to create a chiyuv of washing. So that's Rabbi Yochanan, Bavare de Mashke. Masnisab, so now let's, so we have this machlokas, 1 second. Masnisab, Liga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Hasufkanin, Vahadufshanin, Vahiskaratin, Vahalas Amasres. Right, our Mishnah that we just had, right, these four, Vahamedume, Paturim and Achala. All of these are Pater from Chala. But 1 second, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is regular lachem. Right, what's the first din? Rabbi Yochanan, chayeves b'chala, trikta. But if sufkanin is trikta, then we have a stira. Rabbi Yochanan says chayev b'chala, which says pater. Answer: it must be two different types of sufkanin. Pater la b'sufkanin shenasu. Question about the girsa here, but we know what it says. B'chama. Right, the Mishnah is about a case of sufkanin that was baked in the sun. In the sun, even Rabbi Yochanan says that's not called baking, and therefore that's not going to be called lechem for chiyuv of challah or for hamotzi. That's, it's baked in the sun, right? Even what I say, you want to say it's chayav, that's only where it's baked in fire, with fire as the source. But here it's baked in the sun, that's not called cooking. The Tanya, again, the question about the girsa here, yosem sufkin shasu ba'or, ve'no yosem sufkin shasu ba'chama. Right? Fire you could use, but not sun. Yosem sufkin shasu ba'or. Says the Gemara, okay, so that brisa seems to be the opposite. V'les had the plig al-shim and lakish. So now, isn't that brisa against Reish Lakish? Because that brisa says, if it's cooked in fire, then there is a chiv. But what do you mean? Reish Lakish says, sufkinin is not chayiv, even if it's cooked in fire. So, pata lak p'shaya or mahalik menatzad. Maybe there's a difference between if the fire is on the sides, not under. What that brisa, when it says it's chayiv, that's where the fire is on the sides. That's similar enough, according to Reish Lakish, to regular baking. If the fire is on the sides and not under. Two discussions to mention. Number one is Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emuna here in Bikurim and Vavya Beis has an unbelievable issue. Unbelievable question he brings up. So 1 second, what did the Gemara seem to say? Cooked in the sun? It's not called lechem. And we know cooking in the sun is also different from Shabbos. Remember, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that there's only Bishol Be'or, not Bishol Bechama, and Ein Derech Bishol Bekach. That's the language of Rashi in Masechta Shabbos. That's not the normal way of Bishol in the sun. But here, you get from this Gemara that it sounds like as long as it's cooked in the sun, you for sure can't use it for matzah. Can't use it for matzah. So, 1 second, what happened to Mitzrayim? What are we eating matzah for? Says the Derech Emuna, right? Says the Chaim Kanievsky. Hatam shebechama ein derech afia bekach v'lo mikri lechem v'chein gabe matzah v'yesh la'ayin psachem kufta zayin matzah zushanu ochlim al sheib shlo hispik b'tzeka mashal avosinu l'hachmetz. And where they bake their chal, their matzahs? On their back, in the sun, the Targum Yonah sun. V'yu ketoin min lisha da'afiku mimitzrayim v'sadrin al rasheyon, they put on their heads, u'misafilon, and it got baked mechumsa d'shimsha. From the heat of the sun. So v'kasha the matzah kazuin yazdechavaso klal. So we're doing eating matzah zecher to their matzah, but we're saying that their matzah was not halachically shame matzah. So what do we have to? So it's circular then. Then we shouldn't have to do it because we're only doing it as a zecher for them. So if you say like Rabbeinu Tam that we just quoted, that if it's a thick dough, no matter what you do afterwards, you're going to be chayiv. Okay. So maybe that's what happened. It was a thick dough. But many Rishonim don't pass them like Rabbeinu Tam. So what do you say? So maybe, again, he says, maybe there are those that say, if you had in mind, not just Rabbeinu Tam, you make a thick dough. You made a thick dough and you had in mind that you're going to bake it normally. And then you ended up doing it in the sun. Maybe that's also mechuyev. So then that would also be okay if they had, if their plans were to bake it in the normal way. So number two. So, and then he says, maybe, he says, V'yish Lomar, towards the end, he says, Shabbos Lamates, Chamei Tferia, the hot springs of Tferia, they're warmed, Eino Chamei Chama, they're not cold, they're not warm from the sun. Rak Chamei Ha'or, Decholf HaPischa De Gehenim. Chamei Tferia, go near the mouth of Gehenim, and that's where the fire of Gehenim warms the Chamei Tferia, and that's called fire. And that's called fire. So maybe, says the Chayyaski, you got to have all of Shas on your fingertips. Uba Abasra, pay dollar, ikal amandarmer, de shimsha chivrahi, vahadaka simka, tsafra upanya, tsafra de chalfa, piskal de gehenim. The morning, even before the sun comes up, it starts getting warmer because it's going by the Pesach of Gehenim. So maybe by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we went out very early in the morning. And we went out very early in the morning, so it was from the it wasn't from the sun, it was from the fire of Gehenim. Balachain, Baboker Hashemesh Chama Visorefes Michom Hagehenim, Sha'avra Al Pischo, Vizenikra Ormamish, Nimsa Shamatza Nefumia Ormamish. Unbelievable. So, three different ideas about how we get out of the sun issue, if that's what happened in Mitzrayim. Weiter. We continue. Says the Gemara, Velasa Plirish, Lakish Minasai, second to last line. So, the next couple of lines, we have to remember a whole sugya. This is very Yerushalmi like. Assuming that you have Kol HaTorah Kula on your fingertips, a whole sugya from Yerushalmi and Trumas, and we're commenting on that. And our Mishnah is going to be relevant. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes this whole sugya very clearly. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says there in the Mishnah in Trumas that you have figs that got mixed up with each other. Black figs and white figs. You have a white fig that fell into black figs, so then obviously you see the white fig. But if you have a white fig that fell into black and white figs? So Rabbi Yeshua says, both the black and the white could be ma'ale. Even though you know a white fig fell in, but they both could combine to be ma'ale. And make it mutter to knock it out 100 to 1. Why? Because one of the Amoraim say there, because it's talking about a case where one white fig fell into a whole mixture of white and black, but there's at least two white figs. At least two white figs. So midaraisa, it's batel. Midaraisa, the two white figs are mavatel, the one, a white fig, and 2 to 1. So the whole thing is Darabanan anyway. So the whole thing is Batal Barov Midaraisa anyway. So we say you can be Makel and have all the other ones to be Mavatal it for the next step. Because Midarabanan, we say you need 100 to 1. So you can be Makel. Because once it's Batal Daraisa, you can be Makel and be Mitzaref, all the others as well. So that's what we learned there. So now the Gemara says, Mileon Darabanan Plikin. The following rabbis clearly don't hold of that Ukimta. They don't need at least two white ones to be mevatel the one white one, to make it only Darabanan. Why? Because as we'll see in 10 lines from now, Be'ez Hashem, that there's a different reason why Reish Lakash and Rabbi Yochanan gave that it's Darabanan. They didn't give this reason. Right? What's the reason in Yerushalmi and Trumas? The reason is because, why you're allowed to use the white and the black? Or there's another case there. You have small fig cakes and it fell into small and big ones. You could use both of them. Why is it? Because really it's butel already because there's at least two. At least two of what fell in. So that's good. But the sugi that we're about to see, they give a different reason why it's Drabanan. So that's why it must be that they don't hold to this reason. So Milay and Drabanan Plikin. Where do you see that? From the following conversation. Kahana Shaul Shmuel. Kahana and early Amorei Shmuel. Our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Midume is Pater from Chala. Right? If you have Truma that fell into Chulin, not enough to be Mavatel, it's Pater from Chala. So Kahana says to Shmuel, Lo Mistaver, isn't it Mistaver? Bahain Medume de Tanin Hacha. When it says Medume is Pater from Chala, Sheruba Truma, it must be a case where 51% at least is Truma. So then you could say, this is Rov Truma, and that's why it's Pater from Chala. Because if not, let's say it's 55% Chulin, then Midaraisa, it's Chulin. So there's no Chiv of Chala. What happened to it? So it must be, says Kahana to Shmuel, that our Mishnah that says that Medume is Pater from Chala, it must be that it's at least 51% Truma. And Amar Le Shmuel answers, Afanas Avrakein, I agree with you. I agree with you. So Shmuel agreed to Kahana, but he said to him, El Katesuk Lara di Israel, when you go up to Eretz Israel, they ask there, ask the Gedolim there. Katsalak Lacha, so when Kahana came here to Eretz Israel, Shamar Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, he heard Rabbi Yochanan saying, Afilu sa'acha shenafal al tisha metesha chulin. Wow. You have 99 chulin, one truma, the whole thing is pater from chala. Pater from chala? 99 chulin? One pater from chala? So, Amar Rabbi Yavo, kan meishiv rishlokesh, ripshim elokesh Rabbi Yochanan. Rishlokesh heard this and said to Rabbi Yochanan, hasa'a poteris is a kol. Could one saw pater everything? No! Rish Lakish would say, like Shmuel and Kahana, Rish Lakish old, it has to be Rov Truma. 51%. You're telling me one little thing of Truma is going to pater? Eben Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, oh no. V'chi igo b'igulun. What about the case that I just described? You have small fig cakes and big fig cakes. So what happens if it's batel? What do you have to do? The halacha is, and this is all in the Gemara there, and Chaim Kineski quotes it, you have to take one out and give it to the Kohen, right? Even if Truma is Batel, you got to take one out and give it to the Kohen and treat that as Truma and pretend it's Truma. Do you know that that one is Truma? The one that came out? Dover Barish at Truma Ola Biado? You have no idea if that one is Truma. And yet we say, the big and the small case could be Mitzaref and your Mavata, take one out. Why? V'yat Amri Dover Kalu. It must be because we're Mako, because it's Midrabanan Bizman Hazeh. Midrabanan Bizman Hazeh. That's what we can make a Mako with the figs. Afacha Kalu. So too, by Chala, it is Kal. It is Durabanan. And that's what Reb Yochanan says to Reish Lakish. Even if only one truma fell into 99 chulin, it's going to be pater from chala. It's going to be pater from chala because it is midume. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's drabanan? Because it's drabanan bizman hazeh. That's why. V'sivine. So now the Gemara is bedayik. Reish Lakish could have answered, "What are you talking about?" Reish Lakish could have said, "I have a different reason why it's drabanan, right? Not because it's drabanan bizman hazeh, because it fell into two. V'sivine." Shani hibi gulin shifar bidlu. One second. Why didn't Reish Lakish answer? And Rabbi Yochanan didn't even say this claim either. We have the figs. You have the small figs that fell into the big figs. Why don't you say there's at least two small figs? Didn't say that. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't hold of that okimta. Meaning even if it's not 2-1, there's a different reason. Different reason why it's drabanan, but that is the diuk that the Gemara makes. Again, this last line is going back to the introductory line of Milei Rabbanan Pligin. The rabbis here, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in this discussion about our Mishnah, reflect that they argue on that ukimta of the Yerushalmi and Trumas. The Yerushalmi and Trumas says you have to have at least 2-1. Here, no, you don't have to have 2-1. It's Drabanan for a different reason. One more line. Rabbi Yonah, there's another answer given there in Yerushalmi and Trumas. Why you could use the big ones to be Mivata, the small ones, or you could use the white to be Mivata, the black. Because you're able, if you want, to crush them up together, and they won't be discernible from each other. And then it'll sure be one gush. So the Gemara just adds, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Travayim, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Afilu Chitin B'Chitim, Tochen U'Matir. You're even allowed to do that by wheat and wheat, not just by figs, by the fig case, the white figs and the small figs. You're not only allowed to do that there, you're even allowed to do it today with the different types of wheat, let's say white wheat, brown wheat, because it's all Drabanan Bizman Hazeh anyway. And therefore, you would be able to do that. Okay, we'll have to stop by Upachos as we continue here in Maseches Challah in the first parak.